It's the season to be jolly, but spare a thought for retail workers, because the sector has concerns the holiday season will see a rise in violent customer behaviour. A new survey has found that 59% of frontline workers experienced some form of abuse during the pandemic, with female workers and those from non-English speaking backgrounds the most impacted. With shops enforcing vaccination rules, the retail sector worries that workers will bear the brunt of customers' frustrations. Jared Dwyer is the National Secretary of the Shop Distributive and Allied Employees Association. Welcome to Breakfast.
Morning, Cathy.
Jared, you found that 59% of frontline retail workers experienced some kind of customer abuse. When we're talking about retail abuse, what do you mean? What does it look like?
The whole spectrum. This is starting with aggressive comments to retail workers, escalating to sometimes spitting at people, making physical threats, and unfortunately, some of those physical threats are followed through. We have people with jars thrown at them. We've got people followed after work. I mean, it's unacceptable behaviour. And our call for people to really focus on their behaviour and it's all about respect. These retail workers, it could be your neighbour's son or daughter. It could be your friend's mother or father. We're just asking people to treat retail workers with respect, take a step back, and just make sure that your behaviour in the stores this Christmas is appropriate.
We've got a bit of a problem with your line, Jared, so we might call you back. We'll play a promo and see if we can get you back quickly on the line, if that's okay. We're just trying to get Jared Dwyer, who's the National Secretary of the Shop Distributive and Allied Employees Association, back on the line. We're talking to him about just some really concerning new research, which has come out, a survey finding that 59% of frontline workers experienced some form of abuse during the pandemic. And, of course, the worry is that as we go into the Christmas season, while it is a season to be jolly, there's certainly going to be a lot more people going into the stores. And I guess with many stores enforcing vaccination rules now, the retail sector really worried about workers bearing the brunt of customers' frustration. Jared, I think we've got you back on the line.
Yes, I'm here.
That's good. Thank you so much for your patience with us. So you sort of went through some of the concerning instances there of abuse. Could you explain to us what period this survey covers?
This covers the recent period in relation to the back end of the pandemic in terms of the last wave. But unfortunately, Cathy, we have been doing surveys around customer abuse now for the past 3 to 4 years because it has become a real issue. And we are trying to ensure now that the community steps up, rectifies the way that they actually engage with retail workers, treats them and treats them with respect, because these people are at work and everyone is entitled to a safe workplace. And when people start swearing, abusing, spitting, it's obviously not safe and it's not good enough. And we as a community need to do better.
We certainly saw those images, you know, at times of panic buying during the pandemic. Did abuse escalate in those periods? I'm guessing it did.
Yes, it did. It did. We had different surveys in different jurisdictions during the pandemic, and on each occasion we saw a spike. So the levels of customer abuse are unsatisfactory to begin with, but then when you put the pressures of the pandemic over the top, in every jurisdiction which we surveyed, we saw an increase in customer abuse. And it's simply people taking out their frustrations unfairly on the retail workers in front of them. And as I said before, these people live in your community. They're someone's son or daughter. They could be your friend's mother or father, and it's just not acceptable. We just need to do better. We are trying to ensure that the community understands that retail workers are there to do their job. They've served this community, I think, with great distinction during the pandemic. Take the supermarket workers. They were there every day in a very dangerous environment at the beginning of this pandemic. So they served the community. It's now the community's turn to give it back to them in terms of appropriate respect.
And the survey looked at the kind of workers who were facing some of this abuse. Is it fair to say that discrimination is feeding into some of these issues?
Yes, unfortunately, people seem to take what they regard as easy targets. There's a lot of young workers in retail, and young workers were disproportionately found to be suffering more abuse. Also, female workers, and also workers who come from a different linguistic background. So there are elements of all of those that we found in the survey, which just brings us back to the baseline, and that is we should be treating each other with respect, regardless of our age, our gender, or our background. A retail worker is there to make your shopping experience an enjoyable one, and they're at work, and they deserve to be safe, and we're just asking the community to acknowledge that and check themselves before they get to the checkout this festive season.
States and territories are requiring people to be vaccinated in order to access stores, and there's going to be, and is already in a number of states, check-in requirements. How have those rules and the enforcing of them impacted retail workers? And is it fair that the onus is on the workers to enforce the restrictions?
No, it is not fair. And it is actually not the retail worker's job to enforce those public health guidelines. Those requirements are in place and have been put in place by government and health authorities, but they are not there to be enforced by shop assistants. Retail workers are there to provide the shopping experience, but we are not required to enforce those public health requirements. And in addition to that, what we have seen since they've been operative, we have seen a real spike around checking QR codes and the like when people come into stores. It's a real flashpoint. The codes, the masks. Now, we accept that they are legitimate public health requirements. They are there to keep people safe, but it is not the job of retail workers to enforce them. The community members, they should be doing the right thing. But
I'm wondering what the solution is there. I mean, if you're saying it's not the job of the retail workers, who's going to monitor this? I mean, who's going to be there?
There's a variety of things that companies and shopping centres can do. Those checks can be put in place upon entry to shopping centres, upon entry to stores with security. We've got to, I think, have greater presence of visible policing and public health inspectors. But at the end of the day, it is not the job of a young retail worker to be enforcing those public health codes. It is a flashpoint for abuse, and we've seen it.
How does abusive behaviour impact on the mental health and safety of workers?
In the short term, it absolutely destroys a person's day. But there's also a cumulative effect. And again, as we've studied this now over several years, unfortunately, the levels of abuse are far too high. We've got 80% of people working in our industry across a year having been exposed to customer abuse. That is the norm. Now, we shouldn't be asking people to harden up to this. It's unacceptable. It does have an effect on people's mental health, and the community needs to make sure that their behaviour in stores is appropriate. They can't just go in and take out their frustrations on a young female shop assistant, an old male shop assistant. We don't care gender or age. It's simply not acceptable.
And are you comfortable with the response by employers to what is obviously an emerging problem?
We actually commenced this promotion of customer abuse and the need for respect in the stores about 3 or 4 years ago, and we started with an industry roundtable. We got engagement with employers. And I must say, during the pandemic, that engagement has actually been enhanced. And we've seen a lot of the measures that we promoted early on now have been completely adopted by some of the employers. And that's very, very pleasing. We have training now in place in a number of company programs. We have badges that are worn in stores. We've got signage. So, yes, the industry, I think, has really stepped up now, and we've got a we've got an approach to this problem. It's going to be a long-term solution, but we now have approach, which means that we are making progress.
And now we need those consumers to step up. Jared Dwyer, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Jared Dwyer is the National Secretary of the Shop, Distributive and Allied Employees Association. You're on RN Breakfast.